B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
All right, 4 o'clock hour, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at landisbc.com. Reminder, if you want to learn how to be a real player in the esports world, listen up, because you can come out to Nerd Street tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Path to Pro Pep Rally. If you're a fan of the Overwatch League and you think you or your kids have what it takes to be a gaming pro, this is an event for you. You have a chance to meet some esports executives from Nerd Street, World Gaming Network, and even some players from the Houston Outlaws and the Philadelphia Fusion. That's the Path to Pro Pep Rally tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. at Nerd Street, 908 North 3rd Street in Northern Liberties. The event is free. So we'll see you there. All right, let's go back to the phones with Aaron in Norristown. What's up, Aaron?
Michael, how you doing this afternoon?
Good, Aaron. How you doing?
Doing good. I was listening to a little bit of your opening, and you're comparing a little bit with sports. And I think your Twitter question is what it is, but I think it kind of, like, for me, it's more difference between like sports talk versus like fluff. You know, like, first of all, like, if it was like, if we go back to like 74 to 83 during like, imagine sports talk then, where of the 40 championships, we played in 10 of them. We were in like 25 of the conference championships. There'd be no time for any of this fluff, who's dating who, who's pissing off who. Nobody would care. It's kind of like Bookman on Seinfeld. We didn't know what the librarian did. We didn't want to know what the librarian did. You know, we just wanted to watch sports. But, you know, then you're comparing, you know, the Sixers and the Flyers. And, you know, the Sixers are obviously a much...
Well, first of all, you know, times do change. And we are in a social media world where people do care.
100%. 100%. Okay. But I can tell you that if all four of our teams were running like that, there'd be less time for you to talk about the sidebar stuff.
Yeah, but we would still be talking about Embiid trolling on social media because it's...
Maybe, true. Okay, but... Yeah. True. I'll give you that. So then you were talking a little bit about the Sixers and the Flyers. And granted, the Sixers are obviously twice as popular, you know, viewership-wise. And, you know, but when it comes down to, like, the spirit of the sport, I mean, and you were talking about the Flyers, we need a compelling figure. That's where I would disagree with you because, you know, in the past 9 years they haven't had it. But except for the Lindros ever, every Stanley Cup run, which captivates this town, including 2010, there was not one single compelling figure. It's a 20-man sport, and it needs, you know, it's the only sport where all 20 players play the entire game except for the backup.
Well, I get it. Let me ask you this, though. Why is attendance, sure, why is attendance down?
It's down because they're not winning, Michael.
Why are we talking about every... You call up every day and tell me how much they're winning. They're a young, exciting team that's going to make the playoffs. So why is attendance down?
The same reason the Sixers...
They don't have a compelling hook right now. They're a good team, but they're all flatline.
I disagree. They're selling out now, Michael. I mean,
They're not selling out now. When's the last time you were at Flyers game? They're not selling out.
Game.
They're down. In fact, there was a
Pittsburgh
story.
Game.
All right, there was a story in the last Sunday's Inquirer about how their attendance is down this year.
Now that they're starting to win, Michael,
how many of those games will be sold out? What are you doing next Tuesday?
Going to the Flyers game.
Oh, you are? Because I was just going to give you a pair of tickets.
I'm going because you're going to give me a pair of tickets.
Oh, do you have a pair of tickets?
No, I do not.
All right. Well, I got a pair of tickets on me for you because you are the biggest Flyer guy. You're always tooting the horn. You're always waving the flag, and I respect that.
Thank you.
You hold on a second.
Up about Giroux this time.
You hold on a second. Aaron, a pair of Flyers tickets that just dropped on our lap. Aaron from Norristown gets them. It's the Flyers and the Blue Jackets, Tuesday, February 18th. For tickets, go to PhiladelphiaFlyers.com. But by all accounts, the Flyers are an exciting team that should not have an attendance decline. Would you agree with that?
I would definitely agree with that.
Okay, so why do they have one?
I wonder if it's because, you know, TVs are getting nicer, people don't have to go down to the games.
Yeah, never affected the Flyers.
No?
Never affected the Flyers. The attendance is down because they are not a contender yet, primarily, but they also have a lack of buzz. Whatever it is, however you define lack of buzz, they have a lack of buzz. The Sixers don't have a lack of buzz. And I'm not trying to criticize the Flyers. They just are. They're a really nice group of players, and they seem to all be nice people. there is no buzz that follows them.
So do you almost want like a villain on the team or an anti-hero?
No, I don't know how to define buzz. It's like pornography. You know it when you see it.
I think that's fair. I think you can't cultivate
And I don't know how you create buzz. But they don't have... Like, Couturier is the poster child for the Flyers. Solid player. Grinding player. Never hurt you any night out. But not a buzz man. You know?
He's not Joel Embiid, that's
and
for sure.
And Drew has lost the buzz. He used to be the fancy buzz of Drew. Doesn't have the fancy buzz anymore. So they flatline. Now, next year, they might be a cup contender, in which buzz will accompany that. But without the cup contender status, then no buzz, they're not a prevalent topic. They need some kind of a buzz.
And we can't force it.
No, you
totally
can't force
fake.
Buzz. Yeah, the buzz is what buzz is. You know, you can't define it, but you know it. Sixers have it. This is whether it's Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid, they have a buzz. Whether it's because they're a contender, they have a buzz. Let's go, Nick in Collegeville. Nick, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Nick.
Miguel, what's up, buddy?
What's going on, Nick?
That was an interesting conversation with Aaron.
I love Aaron.
He fights
hard, man. He's got the boxing gloves on every day.
Oh, listen, he's a mucker and grinder in the corner.
Yes, he is.
I mean, first of all, you come to game, you know, light thinking about your girlfriend on, you know, down in South Beach, he's going to steal the puck from you and score him in your own zone. So, the cheating thing with the Astros, first of all, Wawa thing, I knew just because I'm in sales and then I'm in the block. I live in my car and in Wawa's basically throughout my working day. Mm-hmm. And I was all, and I always see officers, you know, usually if they're in their uniform, they just kind of pick up the cup and just kind of wave it to the clerk and mm-hmm. they just give them a nod and they walk out. Mm-hmm. And of course, I can see how you say a detective would have to flash their badge if that's not their area, you know, maybe they don't look familiar. So, mm-hmm. but, which is great. I mean, grand scheme of things. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel safe when I'm on the road because there's always police officer around. But
right.
My thing about Wawa, right, it probably doesn't matter if you're making a small cup or a large cup. It's probably 7 cents for a small cup and a 17 cents for a large cup. So they're making a killing.
Well, it's good. No, I think it's great that they extend that courtesy to police officers.
Yeah. Now, speaking of policing, you're an attorney. You speak about it all the time. And I brought this up during the kind of New England thing when they were caught cheating a few times. At the end of the day, if somebody's in your class, I think I brought this example up, and they're in your sports, you know, sports business class, and somebody cheats, okay? Mm-hmm. There's automatic protocol, okay? Whatever you see, their phone out, or they have something written on their sleeve or whatever, there's automatic protocol. You take the test and do whatever you're supposed to do protocol-wise. It doesn't matter what the outcome is, if it helped, if it didn't help, there's massive penalties to a college kid who cheats because they're trying to keep the reputation of the university that we're an upstanding university.
Mm-hmm. You can get expelled for cheating, is what you're trying to say.
Right. Yeah. So, and like a previous caller said about an hour ago, said, you know, they should take the team from the owner like they did for the Clippers and the Reds, Cincinnati mm-hmm. Reds, when those incidents happened in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. I think that should be done. There's got to be a major penalty. Like you said, the great thing about baseball is cheating is part of the sport. But the protocol is if we catch you painting outside the lines, then there's a penalty.
Yeah, and, all right. What's your penalty?
My penalty would be that there should be some player suspension on top of it.
Okay. How many players are you going to suspend? Now, what's realistic here? Because if everybody is participating, how can you suspend everybody?
No. So my thing is going forward, what happened, the best thing about what most leagues do is whenever there's a mistake, they go in the going forward. Like the NFL had the domestic violence, you know, they didn't have the domestic violence program, so they came up with standards once they realized they needed the standards. Going forward, if anybody's caught cheating, player, manager, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. pitching, then there's automatic suspension.
Well, I'm sure they're going to get around to that, but I was asking about how do you deal with the Astros that cheated? this is where I'm going. Because a lot of people think, well, there should be more. They should have the World Series vacated. They should spend for the whole year. They should be banned from baseball. Like, what do you do? How many people were complicit in this? Of a 25-man roster. Well, 25 new. So you suspend all 25? What are you going to do? Like,
bring the AAA team up?
Exactly.
For the
you can't. It's not realistic. Well, they should not play for a year. Really? The Major League Baseball is a business. They're going to take that revenue stream away. They're going to put a team on a shelf for a year. So they're going to take a team away from a city and victimize fans that had nothing to do with it. Very serious logistical problems with the punishment that you just kind of like, well, they shouldn't be doing this. Well, think about it. If they do this, what happens? James in Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. James.
Hey, Mike, I just wanted to clarify. There's unwritten rules for the coffee.
Oh, yes, go ahead.
So it's not just Wawa either. It's basically Dunkin' Donuts, you know, 7-Eleven.
Oh, Dunkin' does it too. You walk in there.
It's almost any convenience store that has coffee that's in the patrol area. And it's really up to the store. They set the rules. But basically, most cops can go in and get 15, 20 coffees and just one person and just walk right out.
So it's not limited to one, Natalie. There you go. This is what I'm trying to pin down.
See, now I have a relative who is a detective in the Lehigh Valley.
Uh-huh.
She said you can. It's respectful to go and get one because you don't want to be
respectful. But your coffee privilege can extend beyond one.
Yeah, you basically say I'm picking up for the squad right now, and you grab 15, 20.
Well, there you go.
And
now.
Most stores though don't care because they see enough, and you're in your patrol area, so if they ever have a problem, you're the person they're calling for help.
Oh, well, of course. I kind of understand why they would extend that courtesy. I was just trying to get some definition on it. Like, is it unlimited coffee, or is it just one coffee for somebody who's on duty? Or if you're not on duty, do you still have coffee privileges? I'm just trying to solve the important problems of the world here.
It's almost like baseball, where there's the unwritten rules and don't cross that line. So it's like, don't be a pig about it and say, I'm going to take 20 coffees for my family. I'm off duty.
Well, you're going to take 20 coffees for the squad. Any different?
And it is. And the store kind of lets you know in the beginning when they open up or you're new, kind of the rules they play by.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because the thing is, don't go in and take 20 coffees if the store is busy and wipe out their coffee supply.
What is the most coffee you've ever taken?
Over 20.
You've taken over 20 and you took it all back to the squad.
It depends on the.
Well, how did you carry 20 coffees?
Well, they also help you.
that's a lot of little coffee crates you have to stick in the car and make sure it doesn't spill. That's an exercise, bro.
Well, there's
20 coffees.
And then
you got to grab the creams and the sugars.
Well, when you're a rookie on the job, that's your job.
Wow. All right. Yeah. It's just like in sports.
Yeah.
You got to run to the Chick-fil-A. All right, man. Thanks for straightening that out.
Yeah. Can I get one question?
Sure. Absolutely.
Okay. Two part. Who do you see starting day lineup and then, let's say, mid-August, starting third baseman and your number four and number five? Who do you envision?
My starting lineup for the Phillies? All right. Let's go with McCutchen as the leadoff hitter. Let's go with Gregorius as the two-hole hitter. Let's go Harper. Let's go Hoskins. Let's go Realmuto.
Realmuto, okay.
Yeah, in the fifth spot. Let's go, let's see, the sixth spot would be Kingman. Scotty Jetpacks in the sixth hole. The seventh hole would be Hazley, and hitting eighth, Segura.
So that's your starting third baseman, Segura?
No, he's my starting second baseman. They've already said they're going to start.
You think it's going to be that way for the whole year? That's my
point. Well, no, it'll probably change if Bohm comes up, and then if they can move Segura, which I think is what they're thinking. That Bohm comes up, he gets a little AAA, he gets his feet, his footing, and then he moves Kingery finally to second base. But that's my lineup right there. That's probably the way it will shake out. Don't you think, Tyler?
Yeah, the
Cutchin,
only
Gregorius, Harper, Hoskins, Realmuto, Kingery, Hazley, Segura.
The only one that I may go is Segura 6 and Kingery 8 as a little pitcher protection. I think I trust Kingery a little bit better. But there's always that flip side of, you know, the six hitter gets more at bats.
They like him too much to stick him in an eight hole.
Probably true.
Yeah.
Would you go Hazley?
They're not going to stick him in the eight hole. I don't know about Hazley hitting eighth. Segura more of a pro. Take some pitches. I don't know.
You might get walked a lot.
I look at this lineup. I go, all right. You know, it's in conjunction with their starting pitching, I see a max of 85 games in non-playoffs. I hope I'm surprised. Let's go, Emmett, King of Prussia. Emmett, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Emmett.
Hey, Mike. Hey, Nat.
What's up, everybody? Emmett? How you doing?
Happy St. Valentine's Day to all you guys tomorrow.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So listen, unbeknownst to you, during this NBA break for the All-Star game, the St. Mark's administration is hard at work in trying to get you there tonight in Bristol Borough to ring the bell before our CYO game, last game of the season. In the borough, brother.
You really get the St. Mark. See, I was a St. Anne's guy.
Oh, all right. Well, right down the road.
See, the St. Mark's, there was a line of demarcation in Bristol. The Italians went to the St. Anne's. The Irish went to the St. Mark's. And sometimes I would cross over. St. Mark's was closer to my house. And sometimes my father would demand that I would go to Mass. I'd go to the shortest line between two points. And I'd sneak into St. Mark's. And the people looked at me like, what's this Italian doing in here?
See that?
Beautiful. They can identify you right away.
Good stuff.
The Irish.
Yeah, you won't be ringing the bell there tonight, then.
No, but thanks for the invite.
Hey, no problem. So I also had a point on the Phillies. I definitely think, regardless of what they do or don't do, as it gets closer towards the end of the season, Joe's going to have something to say about a lot of it. I don't think it's just going to be nothing happening. So, again, that's not going to matter into 10 wins like some of you guys said earlier.
He's a better manager than Kapler.
Yeah. I don't think he's just going to collect his paycheck.
Yeah, a manager can't make a relief corps better than their arms would indicate. You know, that's my only thing. Like, he might be able to manage a game a little better than Kapler, but that's not going to give you a significant amount of wins. All right, man. Thank you. Yeah, so what? You can identify the Italian that would walk into an Irish church, Nat?
Yeah.
Natty Nat?
Yeah. We know.
I would slink in and just kind of go to the back.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to be bothering the regulars.
Well, they were probably judging you because you were slinking in.
Probably were judging me.
Irish Catholics are...
Actually, that was the church where I absconded the ashes for Ash Wednesday.
Oh, my God. So you were a repeat offender there.
Well, no. I mean, showing up at a Catholic church, just the showing up part is righteous. You're there for the Mass.
Yeah, but weren't you late?
Was I late?
Is that what you're saying? You were late when you showed up.
No, I wasn't really late. I would show up. It's like I'd go into a movie theater when the feature's about to start. You know, it's like going in when the Mass is about to start.
Okay.
Not mingling.
Oh, okay.
With the
I understand.
People
right.
Who are going in.
Okay.
Just like, you know, as a solo artist, I'm...
Yeah, okay.
People are in. Okay, now I can go in.
I thought you slinked in a little late.
No, I slink in when everybody else is in.
Okay.
And I'm just like the last one in.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
I know. Then you stole ashes from there?
The ashes on Ash Wednesday was because it was closest to my house. And it was Ash Wednesday.
Stealing from the Irish.
I'm not proud of it. But it's like.
What else is new? Story of our.
I had stuff to do.
What'd you have to do?
I was just involved in sports. I had sports. I had practices or something.
You were busy?
Yeah. So after school, I figured I could quickly get in, get the ash. So the old man would see the ash.
Why didn't you go to the Italian church to
because
do that?
The Irish church is closer to my house.
Right.
So when I got home from school, I just went to the closest church thinking that there would be a roving priest. There's always a roving priest, right?
I guess.
Yeah. So, what are the chances are there was no priest at all? Like, there was nobody there.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm going to walk in, there's going to be somebody there, and I can give them the story of my plight that I have.
Right. But you're still there.
I can't come to the services that night for the ash. So, if you're a priest, would you kindly give me an ash
mm-hmm.
and, you know, give me a little words of prayer.
A little dabble, do you?
Yeah, so I go in there, and I go, hello, and I go, hello, and there's nobody. And I'm looking around, I'm like, maybe somebody's in a confessional, and nobody's in, like, back behind an altar, and see if anybody's in the sacristy.
It was completely empty?
Completely empty. So I go close to the sacristy, see if there's anybody over there. I'm looking around, and I'm close to the altar, and I see the golden bowl of ash.
And what did you do? Did you just dip your thumb in it? Your pointer finger? What did you do? That is so horrifying to me.
Well, what's horrifying about it?
That's so scary that you had the guts to do that.
It was a double finger.
You double fingered it?
Well, because to make a good cross, you have to kind
of
gotta have a double finger.
Right.
So so I looked around, and I was half thinking that when I touched the ash, the voice of God would go, no!
That's why I would have been terrified. I would have felt like I would have just been burned on the spot.
So I went kind of like this, and it was silence, and I had touched ash, and I just kind of took it out and gave myself a little action.
What?
And then you went home, and your dad was happy.
Exactly.
Okay.
I think I said a prayer. Forgive me for breaking the rules or whatever.
You said an act of contrition?
I think so. I did on the way out.
Didn't you go to confession for it?
No, I confessed it on the air to a priest who was a caller.
Oh. Well, that counts.
I held this deep, dark secret for a lot of years. And I had a caller in my previous sports talk life.
Yeah.
I said, I had to get this out, Father. It was around Lent.
Did he give you a penance?
He gave you total absolution.
No penance?
Total absolution. No, he understood it.
I feel like that's,
he said,
like,
your heart was in the right place.
You still stole, though.
No, I didn't.
That's like five Our Fathers, for sure.
I didn't steal.
If you would have confessed it, that's like five Our Fathers, which is worse.
I had no intention to steal. Stealing, you have to have the intention to steal.
Yeah.
I went there earnestly to find a priest.
I guess, but... Explains everything about you, Mike.
Oh.
It really does.
What do you mean it explains everything?
You just
I didn't
ashes.
Do it like, oh, there's the ashes. Here let me go. I went in there sheepishly to try to find a holy man.
Right. Don't we all?
So it's either that or what is my option? I don't get the ash. There's no priest. I see the ashes. I don't get the ash. I get my rear end kicked by the old man after practice.
No, why?
I didn't go.
Don't go to practice.
You can't miss a practice. When you're playing on a high school team, you don't miss practice.
It's Ash Wednesday.
You don't miss practices. Can't miss a practice.
It's Ash Wednesday, which is coming up, by the way. We should get ashes.
610-632-0975. One open line. You can get it. Mike Missinelli Show back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show. The Fanatic.
It's time to get an update on our Twitter poll, which is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer & Sons with Natalie Eganoff. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Over 1,100 votes on this one so far. What do you prefer discussing on Sports Talk Radio? 73% say X's and O's. 27% say sports drama.
All right, let's talk X's and O's then. No, come on. That's a foolhardy number because most people don't. It's what they're. It's like their eyes are bigger than their stomach.
Well, it's what they think that they want to talk about,
but they really don't.
No,
they want to. They want to have a fuller conversation than X and O's.
I can't think of. Can you think of one caller this week who called in with a play specific call?
No,
from this week at all. With not one. With everything that's been going on,
it makes me think like. Only basketball football coaches respond to this poll we have.
Probably.
So, Natty, you got a little Valentine's Day action going?
I have some plans this weekend.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Doing some stuff with some friends.
Okay, so it's a Palentine's Day?
Yeah.
It's not a Valentine's Day?
No.
You're holding out here.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Tyler? She hold out?
I don't think so.
You have a Valentine's Day date, or is just you're getting together with friends? And if you don't have a Valentine's Day date, why not?
I just don't. It's a thing
by
with
your
friends.
Choosing.
Yes.
Did you turn down a Valentine's Day date to go to be with friends?
Yes.
Is there a reason you would turn down the date and do the friend thing?
Yes. Why?
This is 50 questions.
What's
I can't give any more than yes.
I don't know. I don't know what you're
talking about. A guy asked you out for Valentine's Day dinner. You said, no, you're busy with friends.
This has been a planned thing for a while now.
The friends.
Mm-hmm.
Then you didn't think you could abandon your friends, even though it might be the love of your life, taking you out on Valentine's Day and treating you to a beautiful dinner.
Well,
and
maybe I didn't want to go on the date.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one. You know, that's where I was getting.
Well, how about you, Mike? What are your plans tomorrow night?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nope.
You want to come to the wine social?
With you and your friends?
Yeah. It's a house. It's a house party.
Yeah. No. A house party.
Well, why don't you have a date?
Valentine, I rarely have a date on Valentine's. I just like, you know, it's there's too many people out, like having Valentine's Day dates. It's not like my style.
No,
I'd do it like on an off day.
Right,
I'm an off day guy.
Okay, so maybe next week you might have a date.
It's possible.
Yeah.
Okay, so just looking at some odds here for the NBA All Star Friday and Saturday. And one of the things I always like to watch is the NBA All-Star Celebrity Game. And they have posted odds on the MVP for this game. So let's test you guys. The favorite to win the MVP is Guavo. Anything?
Who?
Guavo is from Migos.
Oh.
Apparently he can play. I don't know.
But he must be able to play because he's 2-1. He was the MVP 2 years ago in the game.
Oh, okay.
So Guavo must improve his game a little bit.
Probably.
He is the favorite over Famous Los.
Who?
Famous Los.
Famous Los. Can you spell it?
Are these celebrities?
L-O-S.
Famous Los. I'm not familiar with him.
He's a hip-hopper.
I don't know.
You never heard of Famous Los?
Have you?
I've heard of everything. I've heard of Famous Los. He must have game two.
I can't think of him off the top of my head.
Famous Los's name is Carlos Coleman. And his song, Are You Nice? You heard a song, Are You Nice? Ain't Nobody Perfect or Fame? No? And that is oblivious to Famous Los and Guavo?
No, I know Guavo.
I saw Migos at the Super Bowl.
I saw Guavo.
Guavo, I'm sorry, not Guavo. Guavo. Common.
Oh, I know Common.
Old head is 4-1.
Yeah, he normally does well.
LaRoyce Hawkins, 5-1. Chance the Rapper is in there at 7-1.
Yes, that's my dude.
You like Chance the Rapper?
Yeah.
All right, let me see who you can get good odds on. Chef Jose Andres is playing in the game, who's a personal friend of mine. Chef Jose Andres is the guy who led the mission to feed Puerto Ricans who were put out and affected by the hurricane.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, he is 50-1.
Okay.
Jose. He must not have a game.
So, Quavo.
Quavo, yes.
Why is Quentin Richardson so low?
Wait.
Quavo.
Famous Los is a comedian? He's a rapper comedian?
He must be.
He's a comedian.
Yeah, that's probably why I don't know him.
Okay.
Because hip-hop's my number one. Genre, that's why I'm like, what am I missing?
Hip-hop rap, it says. Famous Los. I don't know. He's an American rapper and songwriter. I'm not a comedian.
I don't know.
Okay, let's go Tom in the Northeast. Tom, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tom.
Great show, Mike, as usual.
What's up, Tom?
By the way, as a devout Irish Catholic, I agree, and I totally agree with what you had to do on Ash Wednesday.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Natalie was horrified.
No, the thing that you write about, and Natalie doesn't understand, is that when you're playing high school sports, you cannot miss practice.
Can't miss practice.
In fact, yeah, you might have to be beat up by the old man before you miss practice.
Yeah, it's a no-can-do.
Cannot
do.
Miss practice.
No-can-do.
No-can-do. I thought about you last night again because I remember an old Mikey Mist tenant, and that is that some of the smartest people in the world are employed out there in Vegas setting these lines.
Yeah.
And I thought about that as I was watching the Nova game, and the line was 3.5, and Nova was up by 4 with 4 seconds to play. The guy throws the ball in, and this Howard hits a three-pointer at the buzzer.
Yes.
And
It's a bad beat.
I just laughed my ass off about it because it was just so many people.
See, that's why I rarely mess with that line, especially a game like that. I thought Villanova was a money line play last night, but not a line play.
Yeah, well, you would have won. That was a money line. Anyway, my two sports points. My baseball point is that Klintak was on today, and he said, I can't believe it, but he said that we have enough starting pitching already.
Yeah, he said that last year, too. It's ridiculous. Listen, he's trying to just put people off.
Yeah, and then, again, the guy I wanted so bad, he ended up in Arizona, and that's Mad Bum. I would have loved to have that left-hander here. If you look at his numbers from last year, and everybody said he had an off year, his numbers were better than Nola's.
Well, they didn't want to go over the luxury tax, so now they're justifying it by saying we have enough pitching, which is the same thing he said last year. And I'll get a chance to have a little convo with Matty when we go to spring training on why he thinks they have enough pitching when they have proven those are the last three players that are vying for two spots that they have not been consistent. So we'll see. It's Quavo, by the way.
Yeah.
Quavo.
Quavo.
Yeah, I said Quavo. It's Quavo. Migos. Well, I did see Migos. And the other two Migos are Takeoff.
No.
Yeah.
Takeoff?
Takeoff.
Stir Fry.
And Offset.
Oh, and Offset. Yeah.
Yeah, Takeoff and Offset. Part of Migos.
And Quavo. Yes. Where'd you see them?
I saw them at the Super Bowl party.
Oh, that's right.
When we were there a couple years ago.
Well, I wasn't there. I didn't get to go.
Yeah, it was, who else was it? It was Migos and,
Yeah, you and Ty went, right?
Yeah. We kind of snuck in.
I was stuck here.
It was a Rolling Stone party.
Oh.
Yeah, Migos was on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Yeah, no, you saw somebody else there, too. Who was it?
Yeah, it was, who was it? It'll come to me after this break. It's the Mike Missinelli Show. It's right here on 97.5 Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic.
447. I'm getting butchered on Twitter for mispronouncing Quavo. Here's my answer to you. I may not have been able to pronounce Quavo, but I saw him.
At the Rolling Stone party.
At the
Eagles Super Bowl.
And you know who else I saw? 21 Savage and T-Pain.
That was it.
That same night.
It was 21 Savage. That's who I was thinking of.
So I mispronounced Quavo, but I saw him.
You did?
And you didn't.
I saw him with Drake.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they're telling me that this Los guy is an Instagram comedian who does NBA voiceovers or something. But I looked at him and said he was a rapper.
I don't know.
Famous Los,
right?
Famous Los is an Instagram comedian who does voiceovers of NBA games. Jaleel's telling me.
Yeah.
All right, well, anyway, he must have some game because he's an MVP favorite. Let's go, Steven Belmar. Steve, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, Mike, you missed.
What's up, Steve? How you doing?
Good. I just wanted to say, I know you guys were talking about why the Flyers are having such bad attendance this year, which they are for their standards. But, you know, one of the reasons I've seen, I read an article on Crossing Broad, and it basically said, and a lot of the fans were commenting on this one guy, he said that the prices are outrageous now, but And I think that might be the case because back in 2006, 2007, when they, remember they stunk and they got the, they were supposed to get Patty Kane, but they, it turned into JVR that year.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yep.
Yeah. So that year when they stunk, they were set, they were like, I think fourth in attendance. So to me, it could be ticket price. It could be.
You know, you're right about that. We talked about there was a story in last Sunday's Inquirer about this. And how the ticket price increase was astronomical, and it steered a lot of people away. And they're trying now to recultivate, they've reduced tickets. They had the standing room only section for $25 to get in, but that's making the people who paid $50 for the upper bowl tickets, that's ticking them off. So right. I don't know what the answer is. And their demo is a little older, and they need to get younger demo to get some fresh attendance in there.
Right. I mean, I just kind of wanted to touch on that because I think that is probably their biggest issue. Cause when the Sixers were bad, their attendance, they were like bottom of the league pretty bad. But then the Flyers, when they were bad that one, I mean, it's just 1 year, obviously, so it's hard to really gauge, but they were still in that mix. Like this year, their attendance, they're still 12th in attendance, but in terms of the capacity of the building, I think it was like 22nd or something, which to me is a disgrace.
Yeah, they declined even from last year, and this is a better team. So
right.
That's like what was unusual about it.
Right. And can I just touch on the Phillies real quick?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Sure. So the Phillies, how am I supposed to, and I'm, you know, I love baseball, but how am I supposed to go into the same year with basically they add Wheeler, that's fine, Nola and Wheeler, and then you got 3, 4, 5. I mean, I don't trust Arrieta after the last 2 years. 4 is Eflin, who, I mean, he's probably a 5 at best on a good roster. And then they're going in with Pivetta or Velasquez as the 5?
Yeah, that's my, you're tapping right into my fears. Like, see, I can't even trust the 3.
No.
You're right. And there are only 4 relief pitchers that I can really trust. And one of them, it probably is a candidate for going on a DL because he didn't have the surgery. And I got to think that that's not going to be good.
Right, right. So,
yeah, I mean, that's the factors I'm putting in here. I saw the same thing last year. Pitching let him down. Their pitching's not any better, really. They added Wheeler, which is an improvement. But the 3, 4, 5, really, the depth of their staff is not good enough to say they can win 90 games.
No. And you're paying all this money to have that 3, 4, 5. That, to me, is really concerning.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, I got it. Yeah, all right. We got a Twitter guy talking about the Flyers. They do have flashy players. Hayes, he's not a flashy player. He's a workmanlike player. TK is a flashy player. I'll give you that. But he's still young, and he hasn't reached that star status yet. And Coots is not a flashy player. He's a solid player. He's not a flashy player. So this guy is saying attendance, for me, come down to money. For me and my 3 kids to go to one game is literally $500 to $1,000.
What?
Between decent tickets, parking, and food.
And that's for a family of how many?
Me and my 3 kids. So that's four
people.
The tickets, the decent tickets he's talking about are like $250 a piece.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's right. About $1,000 pop.
That's insane. That's insane.
It is. Markeem and Logan, you're on 97.5 Fanatic. Markeem.
Hello?
Yo, take your radio off, bro.
$1,000.
Markeem, you got to turn your radio off, bro.
Yeah, I did.
All right, go ahead. You're on. Yeah.
Hello.
Markeem, you're on the air, pal. Let's go.
What's going on, Mike?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, man. Hey, man, I was just calling about the I see everybody dissing the Phillies, man. And I'm actually a 1-for-4 guy, man. That's the only team I like in the Phillies.
You're a 1-for-4 guy, and the 1 is the Phillies?
Yeah, man.
All right. That's okay. I'm just giving you my interpretation of what they are, right? Well, I'm not going to kid you. I don't think that they're a great team.
Yeah, listen, man. I'm giving the bold prediction right now.
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to win 90 games.
Uh-huh.
I think Hoskins going to hit 50 home runs.
50?
50. This is my bowl. I'm stepping out there.
Yeah,
and
you
I
are.
I think Wheeler is going to win 18 to 20 games.
Yeah, Wheeler's going to win. He's going to be possibly a 20-game winner, and Hoskins going to hit 50 home runs. I'll tell you what. Yep. I'll take action on both of those.
I knew he was going to say that.
let's get some action on both of those.
Nah, man, I'm all right.
Oh, you all right?
It's the book.
You have an overly optimistic view, which I appreciate, but tell me why you think they're going to win 90 games. What's going to go right for them? Hoskins' 50 home runs is a little out there. You know that, right?
I mean, it's just a good bull addition, man. I think he's going to bounce back and give us a good year. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, but even a good year, is he capable of 50 in a good year? Like the best of Hoskins, is he a 50 home run hitter in the major leagues? He might be a 35, 40. He's not 50.
I mean, that's the bull. That's the part of the bull prediction. That's all, you know.
Okay. All right. So,
what you think about this? The prospect of Spencer Howard.
To do what?
Spencer Howard.
Yeah, he's he looks like he's got some good stuff. They're not going to bring him up right away, though. You might see him in July.
Man.
See, I would have taken the chance with Bohm and Spencer Howard, and that would have done two things. It would have given my franchise energy and would have given those guys a chance to grow in a year where you don't expect them to win something.
Right. And, man, I got one more point too, man. Do you think you're going to the XFL team?
Am I going to do well with the XFL?
Do you think Philadelphia, you think you're going to get an XFL team?
I don't know. What do you think?
I think they do if the league succeeds. I wouldn't be surprised in like 2 years if they get to. I don't know where they'd play, because I don't know if you watched any of the Guardians game, but MetLife looked empty. And there was 18,000 people there.
Where could they play?
The Union Stadium, maybe? Franklin Field?
I was thinking Franklin Field. Mm. Hopefully they don't go down in history like the Philadelphia Bulldogs, the city's great roller hockey team. Of the 90s. Do you remember the Bulldogs?
No, I don't remember the Bulldogs.
They played the Spectrum.
I don't remember the Bulldogs.
I went to a couple Bulldogs
really?
Games. Yes, my father took me.
Aw.
Philadelphia Bulldogs.
When was this?
God,
They were a roller hockey team?
They were the Philly roller hockey team. I think I'm talking like 94, 95.
I don't have any recollection of that. Shows you how interested I was in that.
Great time in Philadelphia sports.
What if there's an ex-pro roller hockey out there listening?
An ex-Bulldog?
Ex-Bulldog.
Get them on.
All right,
people remember the Bulldogs, I swear.
5 o'clock hour is wide open for everybody. It's all the nonsense that we talked about today. If you want to add to it or if you want to go down a different avenue, I'm good. We've been talking about the Astros and the cheating scandal and how I don't think it's a very big deal because everybody in baseball cheats. We're talking about the Sixers and the pop that they have and why the Flyers don't have the same fizz. And we're just all over the place with everything, including Quavo and Migos and T-Pain and 21 Savage. People are saying, boy, you all have to have Ty in here to settle you straight when it comes to the Quavo. All right, Ty, I'm going to correct this right away.
Yeah.
That's where we missed Ty.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, we're back after this. Mike Misnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.